Yeah.
What's up, everybody? I'm Tom McCaffrey. This is Plot Smokers. Shelby Organ is here. What's up?
What's up?
Nothing.
That's cool.
So the movie we're going to do today, we're going to talk about is a movie called Soul Man. Came out in 1986 with C. Thomas Howell. I guess he was kind of at the end.
Yeah, I think this probably put the nail in the coffin.
Yeah, so this movie, do you remember when
I waited on him in L.A.?
Yeah, you know what? You told me that last time I saw you.
Yeah, what, Hamburger Hamlet, he tipped me 10%.
He's like, that tracks. I feel like that's about what I would think C. Thomas Howell. That's a good gauge. Sure, right? I just think he didn't have the money. You think C. Thomas? You must have waited on him after this movie.
Yeah, it was.
He's probably not tipping nothing now. He's probably working there. Do you bet? I'm going to play part of the trailer. It's basically this guy is white and he wants to go to Harvard Law School and he needs to get a scholarship. He puts on blackface.
I don't know.
I don't know how that movie just wasn't stopped in the pitch room. Like they were like, what's the movie? Yeah, he puts on blackface. Okay, we're not going to do that. Here, I'm going to play part of it.
Yeah, pretty much. That should have been it.
You ever apply for a loan before?
$7,500.
Mr. Watson, you don't pay your bills. Get out.
Total for 3 years of law school.
Wait a second. Look at this. Full tuition for the most qualified applicant.
Most qualified black applicant.
53.
Oh, right. So if you had to pitch this movie, like explain it in like a few sentences, how would you explain it?
We're going to go for, it's going to be a comedy, but we're going to make light of like racist and take on racism and show how racism is bad. And
this is your pitch for the movie? Are you like who put this pitch together? Your 4-year-old nephew?
I'm not good at pitches.
Racism is bad. All right, thanks a lot. It sounds like a good movie.
If you watch this movie, that pretty much accurately sums it up. It's got like a structure and execution of a sitcom. I mean, of an 80s sitcom, it really does.
What? That's exactly what I thought. It's like, and I looked it up. I think it's written by people who were writers for sitcoms because it feels like a sitcom episode.
Like Fresh Prince. I got Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. It had those melodramatic undertones.
Yeah. Yeah. It would be like an episode of, I don't even know what it would be an episode of. I mean, didn't they kind of do this in Seinfeld? I mean, not really. He puts on blackface. What do you remember the controversy when this came out, or did you hear about it?
No,
you,
I don't, you don't remember the controversy.
Oh, well, you know, people were kind of mad even back then about the he's trying to be black. He put basically blackface. That's like, that's a bad thing, right? Like, has blackface always been like, I feel like it's ever since I've been alive, it's been thought of as bad, right?
Well, I think when they were doing it, it wasn't thought of as bad because everyone was racist.
Like, well, then, yeah, I mean, like the first time that when they were actually doing it.
Yeah, I take everything literally that you
I say. Actually think, I actually think when the first time they did it, people were like, this is fucked up. That's how bad it was. Like immediately everyone was like, you know what? This is bad. I know like it just started and I've never seen it before. There's no history of it, but I know this won't age well.
There is something unsettling and it's just something subconsciously
it is
aggressive,
right?
About it, the visual, yeah, it's just but that's the thing, it's like what about Robert Downey Jr. in Tropic Thunder.
Well, so that's what I want to talk about that. Like, so it's weird how like when they did this, I guess they kind of thought like, okay, it's the 80s, we're all kind of like, we're not really as racist anymore, I guess. It was kind of like what they meant. Like, so we're going to do it. It's just going to be kind of like funny. We're kind of like making fun of it so we can get away with it. But
yeah,
people still didn't like it. You know, I feel like it did ruin his career, C. Thomas Howell. And I think like, because it was like a blackface movie, just So then what's weird is like every 10 years, someone decides like, oh, wait, we should do blackface. You can probably do it now. It's been enough time. And that's what they did with Tropic Thunder. And people did kind of let it go at the time. But I don't know. I feel like, again, did you hear Jimmy Fallon got in trouble for it like a year ago?
Yeah.
Because found like an old Saturday Night Live skit with him and Chris Rock.
And that's the thing. Same with Jimmy Kimmel dressed doing Shaquille O'Neal. They it's the makeup department.
Why do they keep doing it?
Huh?
Why do they keep doing it? It's weird. It's like people want so badly for it to be a thing you can do now. Like, it's just kind of like, just don't do it. Like, just don't ever do it.
Right. Be safe and just don't do it. But I think they weren't thinking it's blackface. Make him look as much as, like, they didn't, they're trying to make him look as much as possible as a black person.
Wait, you mean in this one?
No, in Jimmy Kimmel and.
Yeah.
It was the makeup, you know, the makeup people. So, but. It's just like, no, it doesn't matter what the context is. Just don't now. I just don't.
It's just funny to me that it still even gets to the end stage of filming.
It's bad. Tom, well, it's bad.
What I was going to say is, I feel like it's weird that no one ever, they have so many like opportunities to get stopped for doing it. Like the pitch, like they had to go in and be like, yeah, it's about a guy who's going to be black, you know, like a white guy. And they're like, okay, yeah, that sounds good. Like it got passed that round. And then, to like the producers or something, or you know, and then like the actors to be like, yeah, you're gonna be like in blackface, and it's like, oh yeah, I don't know about that. And then even like the makeup people when they're putting it on,
right?
Kind of like, hey, this is kind of your last shot. Like maybe you shouldn't do this. I'm the one putting the makeup on, so
it's just think that. It's just once it's approved, once it's got the green light, everyone else is just happy to have a job and they're not going to second guess, question anything, challenge.
Also, especially in Hollywood, I think that's a big problem. Like in Hollywood, once you get in there, like those jobs are so coveted back then. I mean, more so like no one wanted to make waves. They wanted to like stay in the mood. You know what I mean? So people would just kind of be involved in anything. No one really had any integrity, but also, do you think he looks kind of weird as a black guy? Like, they make him look weird. Like, he doesn't look like the wig looks weird, right?
Yeah.
The wig is almost like the most racist thing in the movie.
Well, and they don't even acknowledge it. They don't acknowledge it as a wig.
Yeah, yes. They don't think you're right. So his hair just became like that because he's black?
From taking tanning pills.
Is that what they're saying? Yeah. But I mean, I always wonder though. I'm like, so why is his hair like that? Because his hair was totally straight. And you know, it's a total like kind of fro, right? First of all, it doesn't look real, right?
No, not at all.
and they never show him like doing it. You know, it looks like there's a big process to getting his hair that way. So that's kind of what they're implying, that if you're black, you just kind of immediately become, your hair becomes like black, like a black person's hair.
Well, yeah. And then they just run with it. I don't know what scene it was, but when, oh, he's talking to his parents, but they don't recognize him because he's black. Yeah. And he just turns into a complete, I mean, what it is, bro. Like, it's so offensive. Right. It's just like,
what's happening, mama? Hey, yeah, looking good, mom, or something like that. So, but do you think it was kind of like at that point, it was like, hey, we can all like laugh about racism now. Like we can, but I mean, the other argument though is, that this was a better time because no one was like all uptight about things. You could kind of like make fun of everyone and not everyone got mad about everything. You know what I mean?
I think they were definitely trying to make fun of it, but they were trying to say, you know, it's racism. Like my pitch said, racism is bad.
But like,
but let's make it funny.
Yeah. Also, do you know what it's based on? A real book.
It is.
You know that it's based on, I mean, not like a comedy book, but it's someone wrote a book called Black Like Me, or something like that. And I think they wrote a book. They did this. They made themselves black, and just to go into the world to see. It was a white guy just to see how he was treated differently, and he wrote a book about it. How like he was treated completely differently.
Oh, that's
so this is kind of taking that, but as a comedy. So I think they thought they'd get away with it because it was kind of like they were trying to show it as like, this isn't just a comedy. We're going to make like important points about racism, and it's gonna, like, he's going to learn a lesson.
I think that's exactly right. But it just missed the mark on so many different levels. It's like, what are you trying to know?
Yeah. Why? Because like the tone of it, like what's the scene that jumped out at you that was like, besides that one?
The writing is lazy. Like he happens to run into the same two racist guys that are telling racist jokes and laughing and high-fiving every time.
I know. Can you think of like more caricature characters? Just like two white guys who are always hanging out and always telling racist jokes.
They're in the library.
Around Harvard.
They're in the library.
Yeah, you're right.
In between like bookshelves. And they're standing there hanging out telling racist jokes.
Yeah, it's kind of like, oh yeah, these guys, they're so racist. They go to the library and they just stand in the bookshelves.
Yeah.
And tell racist jokes. And then whenever, I guess, as it goes on, you start seeing him more angry about the racist jokes.
It shows. Right. That's exactly right.
So it's showing he's changed. So is that almost patronizing? Like, look, black people, now this guy knows what it's like. Black, you guys.
Yeah, I think they don't even think that far ahead. They're just like, this will be funny, but it'll also be poignant and meaningful. But it's just so horribly written.
Yeah.
And they cast that guy that was in all the 80s movies, and I never liked him.
Which guy?
His sidekick.
Oh, Ari Gross?
Well, what else has he been in? I hate him.
You hate him? Why?
I hate him, and I hate the guy that was in Christine and Back to School. They both remind me of I just don't like them.
Wait, who from Back to School?
His son, Rodney Dangerfield's son.
Yeah, what, you don't like him?
No, I think these two guys have like the same charisma and acting chops.
Yeah, this guy is Ari Gross is his name, and he was in. Can you name like anything else he was in?
Was in Empty Nest. That's it.
I guess around. I don't even fucking know. I mean,
it,
you know,
it seems
scary,
like he would be in that sitcom Empty Nest with Christy McNichol.
Yeah, it is weird, but he does give off that vibe. No, he's not in that. He was in some show with like Ellen, I think he was on Ellen's sitcom. He was in Just One of the Guys. Did you ever see that?
I was just going to suggest that movie that we do that next. Which one was he in? Just One of the Guys? He's one of the nerds.
He's one of the nerd guys.
Yeah.
And he was also in, man, he really did have a shit career. He was in House 2. That just sounds like, that's like, I would rather just have no credits. Imagine like telling someone that was your credit. Like, that's like almost embarrassing to have as a, like, hey, so what have you been in? This is my invitation of him at a party. Oh, you're an actor? What were you in? A Soul Man. Oh yeah. What, anything else? House 2. Like, what the hell is that? There was a House 1 and then I was in the second one. Like, anyway, I got to get back to the pizza oven, to the kitchen, because your order is almost ready.
I love the fact that I'm making fun of this guy and how horrible he is, how much I hate him. And meanwhile, I just have a failed acting career that never even got started. And I'm like, this guy sucks.
I'm like, look at this guy. He fucking blows. House 2. Yeah, I would have killed to be in House 2. He didn't. It's weird. I thought he was good in this, but he like didn't really go anywhere. This is a thing. What?
It was trying to go for Risky Business, I think, as well. They were really kind of going for that. Yeah.
All right, so I just want to play the beginning. This is a thing. There's a lot of 80s movies tropes in it.
Yeah.
Cliches that they have and they had in all his movies. And this is a big one. He like wakes up and he doesn't know who the girl next to him in bed is. Like, he wakes up and he's in bed with a girl and he doesn't know who she is. So anyway, they're getting into Harvard.
Well, congratulations.
Thanks. Mark, don't you think an introduction might be in order?
Absolutely. Hi, I'm Mark Watson. Oh.
So that's the joke, because the movie opens, he's in bed with her asleep.
Yeah, yeah.
And so he's like, don't you think an introduction is in order? And he introduces himself. Do you remember this was a big movie trope in the 80s where like they'd have sex and they'd always wake up and they'd be like, I remember seeing it young. They'd be like, oh, I don't know what happened last night. I don't remember having sex. It's like, did we have sex? Remember, it would always be like that.
Yeah.
They never remembered the night before.
It was always, and that's the other thing. It's like, it's just, it doesn't have a solid like tone, because it goes for racism is bad, but it also goes for these guys that are just chasing tail. And one of the guys says,
yeah, it's just some dudes trying to get laid. And then, oh yeah, by the way, racist.
Racism is bad, right? And then one guy, when they go to the party, the one guy's like, let's split up and we could do more damage. He's like, I think she's not wearing a slip. Did you see? She's not wearing a slip.
Yeah, that's like a weird thing too. Like a slip.
Yeah.
Have you ever said that to some dude you were hanging out with at college?
No.
I don't think that chick's wearing a slip. Like, okay, what are you talking about? Though. I'd be like, what the hell is that?
I think if you say it now, people are like, what? I have no idea what you're talking about. What does that mean?
Yeah, I know. I saw that too. What are they? Were they trying to be like PG dirty or something? Like,
yeah, I didn't.
Yeah, it's weird too. It's kind of like, are they these total horn dog idiot guys? Or are they getting into Harvard Law School? Like,
right,
they're getting into Harvard Law School at all.
I was confused. Yeah. And then I was confused about that, because it's like,
they don't seem smart.
They don't seem smart. They seem like they're in high school. They seem like
they're just like goofballs.
Yeah. They're just kind of, yeah.
So like, also Harvard let them use their name for this movie.
Why can't they?
I don't think you can just do that. I don't think you can just use a school name. I think you have to get permission from them.
Oh, no way. I just no way.
I mean, do you think they maybe just conned them? Like, maybe they were like, hey, we want to do a movie here, and they probably didn't say anything. It's a racist. Racism is bad. Like, great, that sounds good. They see the movie a year later, it's like, yeah, watermelon. Like, oh, this is gonna ruin our reputation. I mean,
watermelon and two white guys saying knock knock racist jokes the whole movie.
Yeah, in Harvard, just it makes everyone look racist who goes here. They must have been like pissed or something. They must not have liked that, or I don't know. Was this a time where just being in a movie was kind of like a big deal? Like,
yeah, I think any movie, like, they didn't care. They were like, just yes.
This was so, I guess this was so like offensive to people that like, even when it came out, people were like, oh, this is like bad. They shouldn't do this. Like, people were upset about it. People got mad that they were doing it. Even then, even like the mid 80s. Are there any other scenes you remember as being standing out?
The basketball scene I love, because it was a full 5 minutes of the stupid.
You're right. It's like 5 minutes of the same joke.
Of this horrible song and him, like, first of all, he tries to dunk and he gets it stuck in the rim. It's like you couldn't even get it to that point.
What do you
mean?
Because
he's just
short?
Throwing it over his head, like out of the like gymnasium. It's like gone.
Yeah, yeah. Is he because he's too short? Or
no, it's because he's not athletically gifted, I thought. But I'm like, he can't even jump that high.
Let me see if I could play a little of that when they're like, I mean, I think this is the funniest part of the movie. I think this is kind of like their funny, their best gag, because this is kind of like a funny thing to make fun of, right? Because it's kind of making fun of white guys, this scene.
Right, right.
Because it's like kind of like, oh, he's not good, he's white. So I mean, I feel like this tone was what the movie should have been the whole time, right? But then the next scene is like he's in a jail cell and they're calling him the N-word and like beating the shit out of him. And I'm like, wait a minute, weren't you just like bad at basketball? Like, now there's like the Klan is in the movie. Like, you can't have that now. Let me play. And this is Ron Reagan Jr. Did you know that?
No, he's guy. Like a pundit now, isn't he? He's like a political guy, like not talks
good. So he's kind of like, he walks up and they see him, these two white guys. They're putting together the team.
You're messy teamless. So come on, Ernie. You guys got Leon. You get Marcus.
That's Mark. Guys, I'm really not that good or anything.
Well, there you go. He's not really that good. So why don't we take him? Because in all fairness, we may have the stronger team here. Set of scumbag.
Guys, look, I'm not that good.
Have you played before?
Well, on the playground.
Give me. Don't even think about it. Don't give me. Hey, don't start.
All right, let's go.
Okay, so then they start playing and he keeps missing everything. Yeah, I mean, it's actually like one of the funnier parts, and it's but you're right, it's like goofy, right? Like, because he hits himself in the, that was another 80s trope that's in it. He hits himself in the ball, yeah, with the ball.
Ball sack shot, yeah. What? Yeah.
And he just like falls down. What?
There was one other thing. I'll think of it. But yeah, it's like, you, okay, we get it. He's that bad. And
yeah. And you know what I noticed in this? This is interesting. Did you see Red Dawn?
Yeah.
Did you see The Outsiders?
Yeah.
Do you remember there was like a bad guy outsider that C. Thomas Howell's character is like friends with? Do you remember this?
Yeah.
Because remember Pony Boy? I forgot he played Pony Boy. He was Pony Boy, and then like 2 years later, he's in blackface. Like, who the fuck is this guy's agent?
Right.
Like, this guy was like thought of to be like the next big thing in Hollywood. You know what I mean? It's like, yeah. Oh, it's Tom Cruise. I mean, I guarantee would be like, that's the difference between these like careers. You know, Tom Cruise would never be like, oh yeah, blackface. Oh yeah, great. No, Tom Cruise was like, what are you kidding me? No, I'm not fucking doing that. That's crazy.
No, he just chose Cocktail.
Yeah, but still, I mean, at least Cocktail is like not ruining anyone's life. You know what I mean?
Right, it's
not
like, right, I know, but it's like, that's what's
not like a controversial movie. Like,
it's not controversial, but it's like, you're going to take this and you're going to continue to be a superstar, and you take it so seriously and it's so horrible. That's the funniest.
Well,
part.
I think what happened though is like, this was, I feel like there's a weird part of these people's careers where like, this was how it was back in the day, and like, you know, movie and acting and yeah. movies. I think it was like you would do something and you'd get a lot of attention from it young. And then after that, you had to start doing movies like on your own, like in the movie alone or something. But you're not going to be able to get like great movies. So they all would end up doing like a middle range movie, you know? And then after that, they would hopefully go on to like good movies. But I think if you make horrible choices in the middle range of it, that like ruins you. And I think that's what happened with this guy. And I think Tom Cruise did Cocktail, which is bad, but it's not like the worst thing you're ever going to see. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
So I think that's what happened with this guy. I mean, like, does this make sense to you? Like, because do you remember when C. Thomas Howell was thought of as like, he was going, I mean,
yeah,
maybe
he's
an
expert king.
Off the track, but so there's a guy in the basketball scene who's just basically like one of the basketball players who was in The Outsiders and Red Dawn, the C. Thomas Howell, as like parts, like major parts. And
oh,
now,
really?
And now in this, he's like an extra playing basketball. And the only reason he's in it, I'm sure it's because it's C. Thomas Howell, you know, like I'm sure he got it.
Oh, yeah.
But it's like, that's how. Like, that's how hard it is. That guy was like in these huge movies, and then 2 years later he's doing an extra role like in his friend's movie.
I was thinking about that scene. I just noticed that there's a ref in that. I love that they pick up basketball and there's a referee.
Oh, right. Oh yeah, there is a ref. What's he doing? Is he like
yeah, he calls.
Oh, he's calling. Oh, he's, oh shit, you're right, there's a fucking wait, why is there a referee there?
He
in like an outfit.
There's a scene, he's got to call him for something, and then he argues, or he says, you know what?
That is insane. Yeah, that's so bad. Like, that's really, really bad. This is another trope, okay, like in sitcoms and stuff, but it was a big 80s thing where there'll be a scene where one of the characters is lying, and the way they're lying is like, they're talking in a weird way because they're kind of trying to come up with the lie.
Yeah,
but it's so obvious they're lying, like the way they're talking. And the people are just like, oh, really? Really? And it's like, what do you mean, oh, really? Like, this guy is clearly lying. Like, are you listening to him? It's like, but that's where the comedy came in, like how bad they were at lying.
Yeah, yeah, it was somehow that was funny at the time.
You know, do you know what I mean? Like, they'll be like,
yeah.
So
it's almost like they're in
so
a play.
Where's Steve? Steve, I think I saw him. Downstairs. Yeah, like really downstairs. Yeah, what was he doing? Playing the violin. You know what I mean? And they're like, oh, yeah, they're playing the violin. Weird. You know,
here, it wasn't the one she was wearing, of course, but it's a start.
Julia, right? Julia Louis-Dreyfus. And they're friends with her, so he can't let her see in black or something. So this is the lying that he does.
No, no, he's just dumb. Completely dumb and a little deaf. You're going to have to speak up.
Is he a Muslim?
No, he's Canadian.
Oh, no kidding. Does Kareem go to Harvard, too?
No, he works. That is, he's looking for work. He was a Mountie up in Canada, don't you know?
See, do you know it like that? Like,
yeah, it's like stumbling over words, and yeah, right. It's like in a play. It's like being in a play.
But they never. But do you remember that they did? They do that like every sitcom. Like,
yeah,
where were you yesterday? I was at the Empire State Building at midnight. Yeah, it was open for fun, or you know, just some. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway. The other thing too is, I don't know if you can go back, but there's two things that are so 80s. One is the therapist doing the having the hand thing.
Yeah, the therapist or the dad.
The dad is on the teeter, which is an inversion table. There, yeah, it's an inversion table, which I've used for a bad back, but. This was in the 80s all the time, and it's not used for exercise.
Yet. I know. They did have them a lot, right?
Yeah, in the 80s. It's not an exercise. It just decompresses your spine, but they always had people like somehow that was a workout, and it was not a workout.
You know what though? Like it is kind of like, it's kind of a funny idea, I guess, to have, so it's not boring. You know what I mean? So it's kind of like, someone's doing something in the scene. Cause you know, you watch scenes a lot and they're just standing there, but
yeah,
I guess it's kind of funny, but it's weird. Also, what do you think of him in this? What do you think of C. Thomas Howell in this? Do you think he's good?
No,
I think he's bad in it. I think he's like really bad. I don't know why he would go into this. I don't know what made him go into comedy. Like he thought he was funny or something.
I think a lot of them. Yeah. I think they don't know that they aren't funny and they think they can do any comedy. If they just say something funny, they think it's going to be funny. Like Ryan Gosling is a guy who, God, he can pull off funny. And I never would have thought that, but C. Thomas Howell can.
Yeah. Really, I think C. Thomas Howell and Ryan Gosling are on the same level.
I'm saying comedy wise, because there are guys that are funny that aren't great actors, but they're comedically funny.
I think there's one funny part. There's a really funny part when he's in the bar and the guy comes over to him. And he's like, "Oh yeah, you're not going to go to Harvard. Too bad." And so, he's kind of funny. And then Ari Gross says something funny. Like, this is his only funny part.
Why don't you give me a call? I got the money, Brad. Oh? Oh. Where there's a will, there's a way. Yeah? And what's your way? It's a secret way. A secret way.
I mean, that's kind of funny.
Yeah, I thought that was funny.
And then it gets funny
well,
here,
that's
too.
That's great, Marco. But just in case your secret way falls through, feel free to look me up, huh? Thanks for the cocktail, Gordon.
You don't believe me, do you? You don't believe me? Well, the joke's on you, sucker, because I'm going to Harvard, and don't call me a liar!
That asshole thinks I'm lying, Mark. You are lying.
Did you hear what he said?
That asshole thinks I'm lying?
And he goes, Mark, you are lying.
I thought that was funny. That was like, all right. That's
so anyway, that was my, I think that was kind of him at his funniest. And then later.
Yeah. I was concur. It was like that. And there's four music montages with horrible music.
Yeah. And then remember you find out like, it's also kind of like, first of all, did you know that he was really married to her in real life during this?
Yeah. Yeah. I just found that out when I was,
so they were, research. Do you know who she is? Radon Chong.
What was she in? First of all,
that was another one that, like, what?
I don't like you're being flip. What's her name?
Me? What'd you say? Wait, did you ask me what his her name is?
Yeah, I was like, that's her real name. It sounds like something that would be in this movie, like an offensive name.
Ray Don Chong. Yeah, even her name is like offensive.
Yeah.
Ray yeah, Don I feel Chong. Like if I ever say
like
her
Long
name,
Duck Dong, that's what I was thinking.
I feel like I can't say her name around people because it like would
right.
Did you say a movie with Ray Don Chong? Sorry, did anyone hear that? I'm sorry. I'm sorry. That's the most racist thing anyone has ever said. She actually just got canceled because of her name. They're like, your name is offensive to Asians.
Yeah, that's exactly right. That's
I'm sorry,
saying.
But that's my name.
And she doesn't even look. I mean, that sounds like a Chinese name or something. She's not even Chinese, is she?
Wait, why? Do you know who her dad is?
No.
Tommy John.
Long Duck.
Yeah, huh? Long Duck. Her father is a laundromat. But anyway, her dad is Tommy Chong. You know what
no,
it is?
No, I didn't know that.
Tommy Chong is in Asia. He just has a name, an Asian
yeah,
name.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's what it is. She got her name from him. So I guess her mom must have been black. Do you think she's hot?
Yeah, I think she's pretty.
So anyway, she was also in Commando. Did you ever see that?
Yeah, that's why. Yes, we should do Commando too. That's a great one.
And I think this came out either right before this. Commando came out right before this or the same year. I mean, she had like a monster like 2 or 3 years and like,
yeah,
must
right.
suck. Like, cause you know, she was like, oh shit, this is great. And then all of a sudden it's just gone. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And for no reason. That's what maybe she wanted to have a family. That's what Elizabeth Shue, that's what happened to her.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe. But I don't think Radon Chong wanted a family.
well, let's you know. We'll agree to disagree. I'm pretty sure you have a family.
But, so why
you know, that's your prerogative.
That's I feel like women have it. That's lucky they can use that as like for if they failed at something. Like, so what happened? What things just you failed at? Or I wanted to have a family, right? I can't do that. So Tom, why aren't you working? You haven't made any money this year. I wanted to have a family, but you're alone. Yeah, no, I know. I wanted one. I've been doing some research.
Well, but she did. She came back though. She came back with a vengeance. Leaving Las Vegas and
Elizabeth Shue, not Radon Chong.
Yeah, not Radon Chong.
When you said she came back with the vengeance, I was like, I can't wait to hear what. Did I miss something that she?
Right. No. No.
She came back with a vengeance with House 3.
I was going to say, oh fuck! That's I was going to say
three. What's this one? Another house?
The Schwarzenegger one. I was going to say the
Commando 4.
Yeah, Commando 4.
they didn't make any. I think it's hilarious when they make all these sequels, the worst movies ever made, but then like the greatest movies will have no sequel, right? Like,
yeah.
Anyway, but yeah, so you know what she did do? She actually is the whole reason Chris Pratt has a career. Do you know that story?
I'm looking at a picture of her right now.
Do you know that story?
No, but have you seen her?
Recently? She probably looks fine. Does she look the same?
No, she looks older than I thought.
But does she look good?
She's 60, you know? She looks old.
Does she? Because, you know, like, if you're black,
I'm 48
you're
and I look 60, so I can
like
say
black
that.
People age say... better. Did she...
She's just got gray hair and looks a little bit different.
So anyway, she.
Yeah. What did she? How'd she?
Who's
she,
Chris Pratt? Which one is he? The guy and what is he in? Do you know
Guardians
him?
Of the Galaxy?
Yeah, him. So she lived in Hawaii, or so? Oh, he lived in Hawaii.
Yeah, he worked at Bubba Gump.
Yeah, yeah. And did you know him?
No, no. But every time people. Heard I was an actor or a stand-up comic and they'd say Chris Pratt worked there and I'm like, yeah, you made it and I didn't.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, those aren't great odds from the Bubba Gump. So do they mean it like, oh, you're going to make it because he worked there?
No, they just meant it like, no, but it was just what I, it's what I took away from it every time they said
no, I know. It's funny though. But anyway, she was like, she was eating there and I guess it was a Bubba Gump and she was like, hey, do you, I'm making a short film. Do you want to like audition for it? Like she was making a short film. I don't know. And then he was like, all right, she auditioned him and like cast him and then like, I guess flew him to LA for it or something. And then
what?
And I don't know, like, but then the story gets weird there. Like, all of a sudden, he's like in Guardians of the Galaxy. Like, that's
well,
he, because yeah, he made a short film.
He gets what his first break was. After that, I think was Moneyball.
Wasn't he on that TV show before that?
No, Park and Rec was after Moneyball.
Oh, really? It was.
I don't know. If you don't think it was, then I'm probably wrong.
Way to stick to your guns. Well,
when it comes
I'm like, it was? You're like,
when
I don't
it
know.
Comes to, when it comes to 80s and 90s movie pop culture trivia, I'm never going to challenge you.
I know. It is kind of scary how much I know.
Yes,
right?
It's psychotic. It's psychotic. So I'll never challenge you.
You know, my girlfriend is like really into pop culture, like not like trivia and knowledge and stuff. And she is blown away by me. Like she just can't, like she always thought of herself as like this connoisseur of pop culture trivia, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I'll say things that like, I'm like, how can anyone not know that? And I'll be like, oh, you know who that is, right? And she's like, no. And
yeah.
I'm like,
yeah.
You don't know who that. And she's like, it's crazy that anyone would know that.
Right. You don't ever think to yourself, how do I even know that? That never occurs to you? Because it's the random shit that you
I've
know?
Thought about it. I have because I don't, you know what? I think it was because like I'm very visual. So when I was young, the things that were visually stimulating to me young, I would see these names on them. So I associated, it was kind of like a memory thing of like my eye was drawn to something. And so I would look for the details in it. I don't know. It's weird though. Like if you ask me anything, I would know the answer to it.
Like, you know what it's like? It's like, you Rain have Man? ADD. It has something spark shiny. Is that your joke? Right. You do that joke. Right?
What joke?
You have ADD. Oh, look, something shiny.
Oh, no, I think Kyle Dunnigan had a joke like that.
No, he's better than that.
He has better jokes than that? Is that what you mean?
Yeah,
so wait, it's my joke?
No, well, I was making fun of you because I think that joke was so hack.
It is hack, right?
Yeah.
I didn't do a joke like that.
I know, I was joking.
Oh, I was like, what the fuck are you talking about?
I was insulting you.
That's like a fucking Claude Stewart joke.
I know. It's like, why you do not understand the words in my mouth?
I did stand up recently and like I actually get pissed at crowds now for like what they like. Like
yeah.
I did a show the other night and I did a joke and they didn't laugh and I went yeah and like they kind of laugh. I go, you guys are fucking stupid. And they laughed at it. They thought it was like really funny.
Well, I'm dizzy from laughing. That's they're laughing because they knew you were being completely honest.
I know.
And there's nothing you can do but laugh. When, even if you're insulting someone to their face, I've seen you when you're so angry on stage. And you're like, what the fuck is this? What am I doing this for? Watching you have a meltdown, I couldn't stop laughing, even though I knew you were so angry and pissed. So the fact that you said, oh, yeah, you guys are fucking stupid.
It was.
I mean,
so
what
funny.
A magical moment. Right?
I was like, you guys are fucking stupid because they didn't laugh at a joke. And it was like a brand new joke, too. Like, how could you not like
great.
That? Like, not it wasn't even like one that I know is good. It's like I did it once. You didn't like it. Idiots. So anyway, I don't know. How did I get into that?
Chris Pratt.
Oh, Chris Pratt. So then he didn't, I don't know. She basically discovered Chris Pratt, Radon Chong. That's like the only thing I've read about her in the last 10 years was, you know, how pissed she must be. It's like, oh, I fucking, I meet this guy at a fucking restaurant. I give him like two lines in a short film, and I was like the biggest star in the world. It's like,
yeah,
I can't even get my agent to call me.
Can you throw me a little bone here and give me something? Like, she could easily be in one of those movies. Guardians,
I know exactly. Why doesn't she help her? People don't do that, do they?
I don't. Well, you think of people asking you for help for stand-up comedy. It's like, sometimes it just doesn't work like that.
Did you ever do that in like, cause that's a big thing. Like, you know, asking people for help, you know what I mean? Especially in that business.
Oh yeah, I did. I did.
But it's a weird thing. Isn't it always weird? Like it's always horrible. Awkward.
It's horrible. I'm embarrassed that I did that. You know,
I know, me too. I've done that in the past. It's really like, it's a really awkward thing. They never really, you never really hear about
it, well,
especially in that
move.
Industry. Yeah, but it's like, she probably move. Doesn't want to ask him for any help. You know what I mean? People don't really, I don't know. I guess when you get a certain level. Yeah, it's really funny. A lot of people don't help other people in that situation. But anyway, I don't know how I got off on that. This movie. So I was just going to play this one part at the end where this is supposed to justify the entire movie. Just this goofy movie is like, he makes this like thing. He's talking to James Earl Jones and James Earl Jones is like, what are you going to do? Isn't it kind of weird? He's in it too.
Yeah. It is like, weird.
Like the fact they got him to do it. I'm like, that's kind of fucking, he's kind of like a big name to get. Like the fact that, I think that was them trying to get some cachet a little bit. Like,
yeah.
So I'm going to play because, it. But again, yeah. In this scene, it's almost like the white guy is like, you know, teaching, you know, right. The black guy at the end right. Still.
Which is, yeah, another kind of really back. I mean, even
he's
when
literally white-splaining here. He literally to a black, an older black Harvard professor.
That's exactly.
And the right. Professor's like, is like surprised and impressed by it. He's like, oh, you're great to hear.
Yeah, that's what makes it all the more condescending because it's lazy writing and these people actually believe that this could happen. Yeah,
here it is. He's like, you know what it feels like to be black.
But you've learned something that I can't teach them. You've learned what it feels like to be black.
No, sir.
Beg your pardon?
I don't really know what it feels like, sir. If I didn't like it, I could always get out. It's not the same, sir.
You've learned a great deal more than I thought.
Yeah, I mean, isn't that just kind of, now it seems like kind of weird. Like,
yeah.
I can't put my finger on why it's racist. It just sounds racist. It's almost like a racist puzzle. But you know what I mean? You know, you look at something, you're like, I don't know what's wrong with this. I just know there's something's wrong off. With it.
Yeah, it's really condescending. And it's
also like, hey, by the way, you have to be black. I don't have to be. So
right.
I'm not doing it anymore.
It's a very simplistic. It's just not. It's
and now the white guy really knows what it's like. Like, you should feel bad for us now. Like, white people saw this and were like, now I know what it's like to be black. And they're like, are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah, they're really trying to teach lessons.
You saw a movie? Do you remember they did that a lot?
Yeah.
You know, I'm not racist anymore. Why not? I saw a shitty movie. That's funny. You can't really make shitty movies about racism, you know? But this was a time they did that, but they would make a comedy with like racist parts.
Right.
Did you ever see Porky's?
God, not in, I don't know, since it probably came out.
But did you see it?
Yeah.
Do you remember it? I mean, obviously not.
I just remember like the sex scenes and stuff, but there's like, now that you say it, isn't there there's racism and.
Yeah, there's an anti-Semitic part.
Yeah. I forgot that they did that.
Yeah, it's like weird because it's like it's literally half of the movie is just
tits and ass,
hits like chicks naked in the shower and dudes running around naked. First of all, I watched that again recently. You know, the whole thing is it was titling because it was supposed to be for like teen boys because it was like, it's so dirty. They show all these naked chicks. But there's like more naked dudes in that movie than chicks. Like, I don't know if people remember it well, but like there were like scenes where dudes are just naked. More
really?
Than
like full frontal.
Yeah, there's full frontal because there's weird. A part where like they're going to do a gangbang or something. And it's like they're playing a there's a scene where they like these guys, they're two of the guys trick their other friends into thinking they're going to have sex with the hooker.
Yeah.
And then they like get them all naked and pretend like the hooker's husband's coming home.
Yeah.
And with the machete, you're going to kill them. And they all run into the woods naked. And it was like, this is such a weird, elaborate prank. It's like, what would you ever do that in high school? Set up a prank, like hire a hooker to make your friends run naked in the forest. Like, it's like, why don't you guys just have sex with the hooker? You know what I mean? like, yeah, we're going to hire a hooker. Oh, to have sex. No, we're going to like do this thing where our friends are naked and we're going to see them naked. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, that's a weird prank.
I never did that with my friends.
So there's like all this full frontal nudity. So anyway, like, they're one of the kids is Jewish and they're all like, they're calling him like a kike and stuff.
Yeah.
And then this guy hates him in the school cause he's a Jewish kid. And then he likes him at the end cause they, go to Porky's and then, they destroy the bar.
Yeah, because the big fat guy's mean.
Yeah, and so they I'm sorry, I know this isn't the movie we're doing. So at the end, they do you remember this? They destroy his bar and club.
Yeah, they burn it or something.
Yeah. But they just go down the street, I guess into the next town, and they have a cop there, and the cop's like, get out of here. Like, and they're like, oh, he destroyed my club. And they're like, shut up, get out of here. And then like he can't do anything about it. But so that guy's just going to forget about they just destroyed his entire livelihood. You know what I mean? They just destroyed that guy's life. Like that guy's clearly going to murder them. It's not anyway. I'm like, when you were in high school, if you ever like set fire to a strip club, would everyone celebrate you doing that?
No, I don't think so.
Like their parents are there. Everyone's like, into it. The school is there. Supporting it. Like they're like, hey, what's that great that they destroyed? It's like, no, they've totally like that's like that's vandalism. But anyway, what were you gonna say? Something else?
We weren't like that in high school. We didn't kill people or you know, fake.
You guys weren't setting up elaborate pranks with hookers and burning down
strip clubs. Watch my friends naked.
And burning down strip clubs. Hey, what are you doing? What, you're 17? What are you guys doing? Oh, we're destroying a man's business. Really? Why are you doing that? He wouldn't let us go there. Then why don't you just go to another fucking bar? Like, wait, no, we thought this would be the better way. Just destroy his life. So anyway, that's Soul Man. Can I ask you a couple of trivia questions?
Sure.
I mean, if you want to.
Yeah.
Okay. Can you name 5 C. Thomas Howell movies? Not this.
Red Dawn. The Outsiders. E.T. He was in that volleyball movie with.
Wow. I can't believe I was going to say that. That's when his career was like.
Yeah,
that's it's called what was Side like, Out.
What's it called?
Side Out. It's like a volleyball movie.
Yeah, with it's the guy from 30 something, Peter what?
Horton. Peter. Man, that guy. Who was his fucking agent, man? Fucking so, that's like those are the worst career moves.
Yeah.
You're in The Outsiders, Red Dawn. Then you're in E.T. Then you're in fucking Soul Man and fucking the volleyball movie, beach volleyball.
What else was he in?
Secret Admirer. Did you see that?
Oh, I forgot about Secret Admirer.
Yeah, it's total. I watched that recently. It's shit.
What about Mystery Date?
I never saw that. That looks.
You never saw Mystery Date?
No. Why would I see that?
Because it's an 80s movie and it's random and no one else.
It's actually not 80s.
Know what I'm talking about.
It's 90s.
90s, yeah. See,
you know. Do you know who's in it?
Yeah, Ethan Hawke.
Do you know anyone else who's in it?
Is it Heather?
Yeah, I think Heather Graham's in it.
I know she's in License to Drive. Are we getting confused with that?
No. I'm pretty. Okay. No, wait. You know what? You know, maybe she's not in it. She's not. It's someone else. You're right. Anyway. Oh yeah. So this is another trivia. So what? But C. Thomas Howell got cast in a movie in like 1984.
E.T.
No, he's in E.T., but he ended up not being in this movie. He almost did. It was between him and another guy, and they gave it to the other guy. But then the other guy got fired.
Well, if the other guy got fired, didn't they hire him?
No. They hired it. They wanted a guy. He was too busy. He had already committed to Side Out. Wouldn't that suck if that's what happened? Like, hey man, yeah. we actually are going to put you in the movie now. It's Back to the Future was the movie. We're going to put you in Back to the Future. I already signed this contract for Side Out. Don't worry, I'm sure this will be just as big. Side. That was when I first saw. Anyways, Back to the Future is between.
Yeah, Eric Stoltz.
Eric Stoltz and him. And they wanted Michael J. Fox, but they couldn't hire him because he was working on Family Ties. And so they got down to C. Thomas Howell and Eric Stoltz, and they gave it to Eric Stoltz. But then they hated Eric Stoltz.
I didn't know that. C. Thomas Howell was.
So that was a movie he was almost in. Ari Gross. Can you name three other things he was in? I think you might know one.
House 2. American, The Last American Virgin.
No. Why do you think he's in that? Do you really think he's in that?
Yeah.
As who? The main guy?
No, as an annoying sidekick.
No, it's not. That's not it. Last American Virgin? Isn't there? Yeah. They look nothing like that guy. No one in that movie looks.
No, I don't know what else. What else has he been in?
Just one of the guys.
Oh, yeah. Just one of the guys.
And, you know, I saw him in L.A. once, like at a supermarket.
Yeah. Did you say hi?
No, I was too intimidated. He's like a celebrity. Like, I didn't say anything to him, not because I was intimidated, more because I was like, what would I say to you? Like,
right. You were great and just one of the guys.
Hey, were you in House 2? My favorite, though. Weren't you in House 2? Like, yeah. I love that movie. That's a good movie, House 2. I used to see celebrities in LA all the time like that. People that I'd be like, oh, that's that guy. But I would never, because like, I don't think I'd go up to a celebrity and lie about loving, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, right. Right.
Like, I saw Breckenmeyer once at a fucking CVS.
Yeah. What'd you say to him?
I'd like a receipt, please. No, he's doing fine, right? Isn't he like a huge star?
Yeah,
I don't know. Yeah. I didn't say anything. I will say he looked really mad. Have you ever seen that? You ever see a celebrity in real life and they look really pissed off?
Yeah. John Voight.
That doesn't surprise me. But whatever. All right, I think I'm gonna stop recording. All right, well, that was fun doing Soul Man. We're out of time. Thanks, Jel.
Yeah, thanks, Tommy.
And buy Silk City Hot Sauce, and please rate and review to this podcast, and please join our Patreon. Silk City Hot Sauce. Go to silkcityhotsauce.com. Use the promo code Brooklyn. You get 15% off all your hot sauce. And we'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Yeah.